You're listening to Shalise's podcast.
You guys, I'm going to pray and then we're going to hop in because I'm going to share some awesome news about Supernatural by Design as it relates to even my own personal life today as we wrap up this series. So let me pray and then we will hop in. Awesome. All right. Well, Father, I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for this podcast. I thank you for every single person that is watching me live in the group and that will be listening to this episode on the podcast. Excuse me. I thank you that everyone is here by divine appointment because you are at work causing us to step into the fullness of our union with Jesus, which means we are supernatural by design. And so, Father, as we jump into this episode, I just thank you that you are the one doing the talking. I thank you that you are expressing yourself through Shalise today. You're wearing your Shalise suit and that everyone is getting what they need, Father, in this leg of their journey of transfiguration. I pray right now, Father, that the spirit of wisdom and revelation would be active in our hearts today, in our minds today, and that our eyes, the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened so that we could know in the knower of our heart, Father, in the very core of our being, the hope of our calling. So I bless our time together and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, awesome, you guys. I am back. Yes. Guess who's back? Shalise is back, right? I'm singing my Eminem. It's terrible, terrible rap song version by me. But I am so happy to be back, you guys. It has been a crazy February. But I have good news. Many of you, I guess, you know, that follow in the group probably knew that I had a pretty nasty fall on the ice back on February 9th and really, really landed like smack dab in the middle of my face. So my face took the brunt of my fall. We were having terrible ice storms here in the Chicago area and I busted it, y'all. And it was painful and it was scary and all of those things that happen when you fall on ice. And so I wanted to start out today because it's just like perfect for this series that I, you know, that I would be talking about supernatural by design and then experience a miraculous healing of my face after I fell on the ice. And so I'm going to show you a before picture. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So this is the before. This is on February 10th. You guys can see like the extent of what I looked like. Not the best picture, right? Oh, there we go. Oh, crazy. Ow. Right? That was horrible. Well, I'm calling it my supernatural facelift because this, you guys, is February 14th. I was hopping on a plane. Ella had a volleyball tournament in DC, that weekend. And, so I had to travel. Like it happened on a Sunday and then I was on the plane by Friday. So that was the 10th. This is the 14th. I don't know if you can see that very good. Sorry, I'm trying to get it so that the camera, and for those on the podcast, you're going to have to go and see the video in the group, but it's not the best picture, you guys, but it was miraculous. Let me see if I can get a little closer up. This is what my face looked like 4 days later. Okay. Like talk about supernatural by design. And so I wanted to just kick off today with you guys. Like I'm calling it my supernatural facelift. So I'm just expecting, I have one little place on my forehead here that's still, healing up, but I'm declaring that I look better than before. It was crazy, you guys. Like my whole face started sloughing off. It was like I had a chemical peel. Like it was just peeling. My whole face started peeling. That's why I'm calling it my facelift because it was crazy. It was crazy. My bruises, like normally it would take, weeks and weeks for bruises to heal. I had a black eye. My eye was almost swollen shut when it happened. And within like a day and a half, all of my bruises were yellow. Like, you know, it normally turns like black and then get purple. And then, you know, it's like there's stages of bruises, but it was just so supernatural. And I just thought, I mean, I wouldn't want that to be a practical example of living supernatural by design, but I just want to tell you guys, there are benefits to embodying Christ. And when I started out this series and I said that the supernatural is not optional, I was not kidding. I mean, it was literally supernatural that I did not break my nose, that I did not break, you know, that I didn't really do even more damage to my face, or I didn't go to the emergency room, so heck, I could have had something broken. I don't know, because it was painful. But the point is that we, you know, that at some point in our lives, we are going to experience something. And I know that you guys have already experienced something that is going to require the supernatural. And I just, you know, thought it was just hilarious that we're in the middle of this Supernatural by Design series. And here I am having to walk out and basically live what I preach. Isn't that just, you know, the way it works? And so as we wrap up today, I kind of want to just, you know, bring it all down to the bottom line. But, you know, before I do that, let's go back into the foundation scripture that we've been, I mean, really, I've been on this scripture all year. It was the foundation for the word of the year, which is, you'll remember back in January 6th, what I said was, God told me that the way that he wants to manifest through us, as us, is mind-blowing, right? And that word, you know, was rooted and grounded in the scripture from Romans 12:1 in the Mirror translation. Sorry, I'm having to clear my throat today. I don't know what's going on. I'm excited and I'm talking fast. So here we go. Let me read this in Romans 12:1. Okay, it says, live consistent with who you really are. Okay, that is such a powerful statement. Live consistent with who you really are. By the way, we do that by the grace of God. We do that in union with God. This is not a living consistent with who you are independent from God, because who you are is one with God, right? So just make sure that you don't have your lens of separation on when you're reading scripture. So, excuse me, you guys. I'm going to have a drink of water. Okay. It says, live consistent with who you really are, inspired by the loving kindness of God. It says, my brothers, and I'm going to say my sisters, the most practical expression of worship is to make your bodies available to him as a living sacrifice. This pleases him more than any religious routine. It says he desires, who? Jesus, Papa, Holy Spirit, they desire to find visible individual expression in your person. So this is just such a powerful scripture, you guys. I mean, we have been designed to live and operate supernaturally for God to express themselves through us visibly, right? It says that our reasonable part, like our part of the equation, is just offering ourselves as a living sacrifice, meaning that we are dead, but yet we're alive, right? We've been crucified with Christ, yet we live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in us. And so it is truly a skin suit that God has now inhabited. We are living in these bodies of clay, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, right? That we have this treasure that's been hidden in a physical body, that we are the temple of God. Like we are the incarnation in a physical body of the Godhead. And so that is just what it means to be a new creation. This is the engineering of God's design. Like this is just true for you by default, right? This isn't something that you climb up into. This isn't something that you have to, you know, perform your way into, be good and follow the rules to experience. You don't have to get anointed for this. You don't have to have an impartation for this. The Holy Spirit has been imparted to you. You have been born from above. And so just by design, just by God's will and God's way and through the work of Jesus Christ, you have been recreated into a supernatural being. You are divine by design, right? And when I talked about the supernatural not being optional, it just means at some point, the divine design that you've been created to, you know, own and know and live out of, that at some point, God's going to need to express himself through you visibly, meaning there's going to need to be a miracle, that you are the conduit for the co-creation of the new creation here in the earth. Your words have powers to create. what you observe has power to create. And this is really the point of this series. And it's the point even of really the testimony that I have about my face, right? That we are the physical component of the Godhead. We are the body of Christ. And beloved, we are to walk supernaturally. God wants to operate through us. He wants to operate as us. And as we live in this world and we, you know, walk through time and we experience the effects of the world system and the effects of the collective unrenewed mind of humanity, well, guess what? Miracles are necessary. They follow the gospel. They follow believers. They are designed to be a natural offshoot and fruit of our abiding in Jesus. All right. So we have taken a little stroll down this topic over the last several episodes. And I just actually went back in preparation for this one because it's been a while. I mean, we started this series in December. And, you know, then we had words of the year and then we had words of the month. And then, you know, whatever, I was out a couple of weeks because, of, you know, at the accident that I had and then, you know, some things went on with my daughter. So it's been a minute, right? So I wanted just to renew review a little bit about what we talked about. So in episode one, really the whole point was, is that the supernatural is not optional. So that's kind of why I'm leading back out with that in today's episode. But in episode two, we started really talking about the power of our perception and shifting our perception from a separated perception into an embodied perception, I might say, meaning that there's a completely different set of eyes that we can view reality through. We have obviously our five physical senses that, you know, give us, you know, information about the material realm, but we also have spiritual senses. And there is a way to see the unseen, right? Through the eyes of faith, through our spiritual eyes. And we have the mind of Christ in the, I want to say the Passion Translation. It might be the Mirror Translation. It says that we have Christ's perceptions, right? That's Romans 8. I think it's the very last verse of Romans 8. It says that we have the mind of Christ, or we have the perceptions of Christ. And so in episode two, I was talking about that Jesus perceived spiritual reality. When it was time to feed the multitude and they had limited natural resources, Jesus said, asked Philip, what should we do? But Jesus knew what he would do. Jesus blessed the bread and it began to multiply. So abundance and the resources of heaven and the inability to run out was a consciousness, was something that Jesus was aware of, okay? And that is a perception. We can perceive the resources of heaven. We can perceive the unseen realm because we have the mind of Christ. Okay, in episode three, we talked about that we needed to step into really owning the identity of being a miracle worker. And I talked about how reading scripture, we can, you know, very easily sometimes step into reading scripture like we're the woman with the issue of blood, or we're the woman at the well, or we're the, you know, dude that's been sitting at the pool of Bethesda, you know, for all those decades needing healing, you know, like, or we're the centurion, you know, just whatever story we read in the gospels, we can start to identify with the people needing a miracle rather than being the miracle worker because of our union with Jesus. And so there is a real perception shift that where the illusion of separation from God takes hold of your, not just your, because it's a finished reality in your identity, but it takes hold of your self-perception. It takes hold of the way that you see yourself. And as you see yourself, then you can be yourself. And you begin to operate out of the operating system of the mind of God and of union with God and of intimacy with God. And this idea where you have offered your body as a living sacrifice, and now Jesus is now expressing himself individually as you. And so there's this beautiful entanglement, which is really the full expression of the real you, right? The divine you, the individual expression, the unique expression of God's glory that is your DNA, that is your personality, that is the way you look, that is there's only one of you that can express the glory of God. And in the way that you can, through your calling, through your gifts, through the way that you show up in the world. And so, you know, stepping into that and owning that and living as a living sacrifice, abiding in God and living consistent with who you really are is so, so powerful. And so that's where we went in episode 3. And so today I just want to shift a little bit into this really owning, right? Owning your identity, owning that you are one with God. And I mean, fully owning the reality of Christ being you, the fullest expression of you. It's not so much about learning more about supernatural life. It's about being supernatural every single day. It's not about just learning about supernatural living. It's about governing supernatural reality in your everyday life. So I want to talk about today what I'm calling single eye consciousness. Okay, single eye consciousness. Now, that comes from a scripture in Matthew 6:22, right? If your eye is single, your body will be full of light. But I want to kind of do a little bit of a play on that word today, because when we talk about having a single eye and our body being filled with light, I want to kind of do a little word play on that and say that it's really about having a single eye, as in an eye as a pronoun, as in an I am, right? And obviously a single eye, meaning vision that actually sees the cosmos reconciled to Jesus, where there is no separation between the material and the unseen realm, but there is actually just this beautiful spectrum of reality from the material all the way through the spirit, all the way to the third heaven, all the way to multidimensional, interdimensional reality, that it's a spectrum, it's dimensional, it's not disconnected, it's not separate, right? But a single eye is about seeing that reality and perceiving that reality. But you perceive it and you can operate in the spectrum of reality because you have a single eye as your pronoun, right? So single eye consciousness is meaning that you have stepped into the consciousness of knowing that your eye is Christ, right? That you no longer live apart from him, that everything that is perceived separate, the old man, the identity, who you learned or thought you were before you were awoken or woke up to the reality of the new creation, like all of that is an illusion. All of that is a deception, right? It comes from the patterns of this world. It comes from the fact that we are born into a world that is steeped in the illusion of separation from God. And so we grow up forming a self-image where we have a separate eye, where our eye is not Christ, but our eye is something that, you know, needs to seek Christ. Our eye is something that needs to be perfected and sanctified. You know, there's this eye that, honestly, the mind renewal project that we're in, the revelation that we're stepping into, is that that eye no longer exists, that it is a figment of our imagination. It is a memory of who we experienced ourselves to be over the course of our lifetime. And it truly does not exist. However, it does function. It functions in our unrenewed mind. It functions in our the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It functions through human judgment. It functions through the fallen mindsets. It functions through the programming, the separated programming that has been, input into us really over the course of our life. So subconsciously, many times we're operating out of a dual reality. We're operating out of the old man and we're falling in and out of the revelation that we are one with Jesus. And what I said at the beginning of the year is that we are in a move of God, that this illusion of separation is being dissolved all over the world. And I'm talking about it happening not just within, you know, the Christian world, not just in the people that understand that Christ has reconciled all things and that we are the body of Christ, that we are the embodiment of Jesus. Like we have an understanding that Christ is the is reality, right? Like he is the cohesive force and being. He is the ground of being. He is the cohesive glue, if you will, that in that holds all things together. He is the glue, if you will, that in which all things exist and have their being. And so, I mean, heck, you know, a lot of the church doesn't even recognize that. But the point is that it's not just happening within the Christian, you know, silo of existence on the planet. Now, this is being, you know, oneness thought, oneness consciousness. The illusion of separation is being discovered in science, right? I mean, quantum entanglement. I mean, I was just reading something the other day about this new quantum computer technology that Microsoft is announcing, and just the crazy foundational technology is based upon quantum and entanglement, and how crazy that is, that two things can exist, can be entangled. You know, we're non-local, meaning that reality is not just in a location that is right here and now. Like this three-dimensional world, this idea that the world is just three-dimensional, is being blown up in technology, and actually being, there's been applications of these truths that are for, you know, that are revolutionizing the, you know, computers and practical applications in the human race. I mean, quantum physics is revolutionizing the idea of human existence and this illusion of separation. And of course, you've got New Age thought, you've got other, you know, other traditions that talk about it, you know, that are talking about oneness, talking about enlightenment, talking about the dissolution of the ego and a self that is separate from anything. So the point is that there is a rise in revelation and a move of God that is happening across the different sectors and the different, you know, seemingly diverse and divided views of reality. Now, where are we going with this? Well, we're going with a revolution of Christ consciousness. Like, because any other view that excludes Christ is not a full picture. Unless you understand original glory, then you don't have the full story. And so we are at a unique point in history where we, as the body of Christ, and as this, you know, I want to call it the pioneering edge of the body of Christ, are being invited into this place of union with God, where we are operating out of a single I, out of the personal pronoun I is being Christ. But what I'm saying today, and really what I wanted to wrap up with, is that we are dealing with old man programming. We are dealing with a separated I and a separated I consciousness in the old programming in our mind. And so what the Holy Spirit is doing really through my ministry and even through this podcast is for helping you become aware of this contradiction, right? The mind of the flesh and the mind of the spirit, right? The mind of the old man and the mind of Christ. And many times in our lives, those things are coexisting. Like, we are in the process of starting to become aware of the old man thinking and starting to not identify with that old man thinking, and having our minds renewed and our eyes becoming single into this, what do you want to call it? This foundational truth of our union with God and our oneness with God. And so I can tell you that, you know, I would say, my goodness, probably since the beginning of December, when, you know, we went into December with that prophetic word of, are you listening, really listening? And then we went into this, you know, I talked about a scripture that was, let me just see if I can find it. It's in Ephesians chapter 5 let me just read this because it's really applicable to where we've been going. In Ephesians chapter 5 in the Mirror Translation, it says this, listen to this. It says, this is the message of light. This is verse 14, Ephesians 5:14, Mirror Translation. This is the message of light. Christ awakens you from your intoxicated slumber and resurrects you out of the death trap of enslaved thought patterns. So this awakening, this global awakening, this great awakening is different than any other revival that has ever happened throughout history, because all of the real previous moves of God, whether it was the healing revival, whether it was the word of faith, whether it was, you know, the restoration of just the presence of God and healing and signs and wonders, or whatever you want to call it, all of these, you know, previous moves of God have at some level been still steeped in the illusion of separation from God, right? It was like, you know, the anointed man or the anointed woman of God operating and healing, right? And everyone flocking to these healing meetings because, you know, miracles are still for today. I mean, God bless Oral Roberts. God bless Catherine Coleman. God bless John G. Lake. I mean, thank God for the restoration of the supernatural in the body of Christ. But there was still this illusion of separation that permeated those movements, right? And this awakening that's happening globally now is the eradication of the illusion of separation and the discovery that we are supernatural by design, not because, you know, of some anointing or some revelation about, you know, how miracles work or the gifts of the Spirit and how to operate in these things and how to prophesy apart from Christ or how to lay hands on the sick and, you know, maybe even partner with God. I mean, obviously we are aware, you know, God's doing the miracles, praise God, but it's like we're still waiting on God on some level. We're still waiting for God to come down rather than recognizing the incarnation was the reconciliation of the divine and human form. And this next move of God is really about the embodiment of Yahweh. It's about the embodiment of Jesus. And so this scripture is talking about this awakening that what's being awakened? We're being awakened from these enslaved thought patterns, this illusion of the programming that happened in our minds that has caused us to believe and operate out of the lie that we are separate from God in any sphere of existence, right? That has been swallowed up into the new man. And that as we are awakened, right, there's going to be a new level of discernment of the old man thinking patterns. And that's exactly really what's been happening to me in February is I've just been walking through some contradictions, obviously falling on my face, you know, and I can't tell you how the old mind has been, you know, I wouldn't say on overdrive. I think the old man's mind is always on overdrive. I think it never stops. I think it's 60,000 thoughts a day that can tempt you into the illusion of separation from God. It causes you to judge your circumstances and your situations apart from Christ. It's full of triggers. It's full of all kinds of ideas about life, you know, and it's subconscious, you know? But as we're in this awakening process, what happens, what wakes up first is your awareness. You start to become aware that I'm not my thoughts, that I'm not my body, that I have a body, that I have thoughts, that I have a mind, but that the body is here to serve my spirit. The body is here to be a vessel and a servant to the Spirit of God. That my thoughts can either be aligned with the perceptions of Jesus, or they can be aligned and be coming from the mind of God, or they can be coming from old programming. And so there's awareness that, I mean, honestly, sometimes you can feel a little crazy because, you know, you're experiencing these thoughts, you're experiencing these feelings, you're experiencing the physical pain in your body, but none of that defines you. None of that, you're not trapped in this human experience apart from Jesus. In fact, Jesus is experiencing your human experience as you. And so this like discernment starts to happen. And Jesus just lived in this space of being awake all the time. But you start to recognize the old man's thoughts, the old man's patterns, and just being aware of them is way, way more powerful than living under them. Like, it doesn't necessarily tell you exactly how to take them thought, you know, captive to the obedience of Christ. There's you know, something to do. Awareness is not enough, in other words, but it is definitely level one of this awakening. And if we cannot be aware that we are not our thoughts, if we cannot be aware that we are not our brains, that we are not our bodies, then how can we govern? How can we even operate in self-control? What is self-control? It means that I'm operating out of my true self. How can I even begin to govern matter or begin to govern the external realm when I can't even govern my own thoughts or I can't even govern my own body because I'm steeped in this illusion that my thoughts and this programming in the old man mind is who I really am? And so this awakening from these enslaved thought patterns is like, what's happening? And so, you know, as I walked through even this, I just have been so aware really since December, really since, you know, I mean, I think I've always, you know, on some level, this isn't new for me, but that there's a new level of governance. Like we are, that is the next phase, right? We walk into identity. There is a personal mastery. I say personal, none of this is apart from Jesus, but there's this awakening. There's this experience of union. There is this experience of awareness of the old man's program and the old man's thoughts. And then guess what? We can move into governance. We can move into governing our inner world. And then we can move into governing the outer world in union with Jesus, as Jesus, because of this awakening that's happening on a global scale. And so I have more to say about this, you guys, as we continue through just these podcast series and the words of the month and really just settle into what God is doing in this hour in the body of Christ, outside the body of Christ, across the globe. And, you know, I'm just excited that I'm like seeing everything so very clearly. And I mean, even just having to slow down this month, like a forced, you know, forced sit down this month has been so, so very good. I mean, what the enemy means for harm, God uses for good. So, you know, I got a supernatural facelift this month, but I also got so much revelation around this old man programming and around this awareness and around governing from the supernatural and from the perception of God internally first, and then watching it manifest externally as we are transfigured in our own self-image, and our I becomes single. Pronoun I, there's no more I's. There's no more, you know, the old man, the new man fighting for dominance. It's just like dissolving the illusion of the old man. So I pray that you're following me, because I feel like the things that I'm talking about are pretty deep, and I pray that I'm explaining it in a way that's making sense. But this is an exciting time, and we are going to continue to unpack it this year. In fact, you know, I really saw some really cool things happen this month with people too. One in particular that I'm thinking about, I mean, just by the leading of the Holy Spirit, I just watched them. I mean, I'm watching this transformation happen real time. And it happened because they got a hold of, they just found me. I think they found me through Facebook and probably an ad or something that we were running. And, you know, just dove in. I mean, did the Hearing God on Demand course that's available. You guys can run over there and get that on my website. I mean, it's $37, right? But I mean, we're talking about the most, I mean, like, this is a key to stepping into as me consciousness, to stepping into to union consciousness, to embodying Jesus. Like, we have to be able to hear God. The Holy Spirit is the one that is doing the awakening. The Holy Spirit is the one that is renewing our minds and causing us to understand who we actually are. And you guys know, I mean, I have my little rubber band ball here. I mean, this is what the Holy Spirit showed me years ago, that this was my mind. And, you know, he said, I know how every one of these lies got wrapped around you. Like, this one's a deep one, so I can't get it out yet. So guess what? You gotta take these off like this, in this order. And there's an order to how we were programmed in the old man and the awakening that the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives. I mean, the Holy Spirit comes to where we are in our delusion, in the old man, and knows how to lead us into this awakening and actually dissolve and resurrect us out of the death trap of these enslaved thought patterns. And, you know, hearing God, I mean, just the fact that I could hear God to say, your mind is like a rubber band ball, like, that was a huge key. But what happened was, is this person went through the Hearing God on Demand book, and they were just like, oh my God, I mean, the course, and like, oh my gosh. And then the next thing you know, they're like reaching out and being like, what do I do next? I'm like, well, do you have a copy of my book? Well, go through the book. I mean, they went through the book in probably a weekend, you know? And then they're like, well, tell me more about this Emerge that you're doing, and tell me more about these other things that I can do. And I said, well, why don't you test drive? And why don't you test drive a lesson in Emerge? You know, go in there and do the Money Matters course. You'll get a feel. And I mean, heck, that's an area to renew your mind in, right? I said, so go in there and do that. And they hopped into that. And then the next thing you know, like, they were on a journey of mind renewal that said, hey, I'm ready to step into Emerge. And then they stepped into that. And I mean, the radical transformation that's happening in their life in a very short amount of time is unbelievable, you guys. So definitely plug in. Like, if you haven't done the Hearing God on Demand course, do the Hearing God on Demand course. Even if you feel like you're hearing God, there's still greater levels that we can step into. There's always revelation. I had an Emerge grad recently say, I went back and did the awakening from the Money Matters course, and I got a download of a strategy that provided 2 months of provision for me. You know, so there's always more revelation. But I'm saying, guys, plug in. We are in the midst. I mean, this is some of the most exciting. We are alive in the most exciting time, I think, that has ever happened. There is a convergence that's happening with technology, with science, with the gospel, with revelation, with Holy Spirit, with, you know, the mind of Christ, divine intelligence that has never been available to the human race before. We have access to the truth like never before. We have the World Wide Web. We just have so much access and so much potential to do the impossible truly at this time. And so do not let anything hold you back. Like, you are here by divine appointment. Step into whatever that journey looks like. Step into the fullness of our connection, whatever that looks like. And let's go. Like, let's go. Let's change the world. Let's fix the future. Let's co-create with God. Let's get a vision from Jesus and let's execute it, because we are living in union with him and we are abiding in Christ. And wherever that looks like, I'm super excited about, you know, what's happening in Elevate. I just want to hop on that really quick. You know, we did the word of the year coming into January, and I turned it into a whole little ebook and I threw it into Elevate, and we just went into it in depth in February. Like, the way that God wants to manifest through us as us is mind blowing, and that God wants to blow our minds. And so we're just slowing down in Elevate and just taking time to really marinate and flow with the Holy Spirit. I mean, we're going to be coming into March next week. And, you know, the topic that I'm going to be doing in there, which I'm sure I'll do something on the podcast, I'm sure it's related to the word of the month somehow, but it's really about staying on God's agenda. And we're going to be breaking down how the will of God has multiple components, right? There's God's will, there's God's why, there's God's way, there's God's when, and there's God's work, right? That all of those components are a part of God's agenda. And when we stay on God's agenda, guess what? We live supernatural by design. And so everything is connected, everything is converging. And I just want you to get the most out of our connection and get the most out of what, I mean, just my goodness, all of the things that I really want to pour out, because it's just coming like a deluge of revelation to me right now. So join me next week for the word of the month for March. It's going to be powerful. And then we'll hop into a new series after that. But you guys, seriously, like, jump into wherever you feel like you're called to plug in, because the calling on my life is to raise up sons and daughters who operate as in as me consciousness, that truly operate in union with God and are not only supernatural by design, but they are operating in the self-governance of that, and they're operating in the co-creation and the governance of the new creation. So God bless you guys. I ran just a few minutes over, but that's okay. It's been a minute since I've been back and I'm super excited. So I can't wait to see you wherever I see you, whether that's next week, whether that's in the courses or whatever it is that you're plugging in. But I really encourage you, get connected, because it's an exciting time to be alive, and this tribe is going places. And I know that you're here by appointment, so by the Holy Spirit. So God bless you. Make it a supernatural rest of the week, and we'll see you soon. All right. Love you much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Shalisa's podcast. This recording is, in part, made possible by our listeners. To partner with us, visit shalise.com, where you can donate and help us spread the good news of our unshakable union with Christ around the globe. You can also find a link there to download Shalisa's book, The Path, for free. And if you're ready to discover the call of God on your life and the purpose He created you for, then visit us at shalise.com and watch Shalisa's free training, where you'll hear 5 keys to hearing God about your life purpose and transitioning into it. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, don't forget, the world needs the Christ in you.